Christmas Program, Christmas in the Americas, a Christmas program by Patricia Reese Roper. Use this Christmas program for your ward, primary sharing time, or family gathering. You will need people for the following roles: two narrators, seven Nephites, an angel, an angelic choir, three shepherds, Samuel, two unbelievers. Although this play is designed for 16 or more cast members, roles could be easily combined to accommodate fewer participants. For costume and prop ideas, see sidebar at the end. All songs are from the children's songbook, unless otherwise noted. Narrator number one. Long ago in the town of Bethlehem, a wonderful miracle took place. Narrator number two. On the night Jesus Christ was born, signs in heaven were seen by people, both in Judea and in the Americas. Our Savior had been born. Song, Hosanna, pages 66 and 67. Nephite number one. Look there! It is just as Samuel prophesied, a great star. Nephite number two. Yes, the sun has gone down, but it is still light. There is no darkness at all. Nephite number three. He has come. The Son of God has come into the world to redeem all who repent and come unto him. Nephite number four. It happened in 5 years, just as Samuel said. He really was a prophet of God. Do you remember when he spoke to us? Song. Samuel tells of the baby Jesus, verse 1, page 36. Samuel, behold, I give unto you a sign, for 5 years more cometh, and behold, then cometh the Son of God to redeem all those who shall believe on his name. Helaman chapter 14, verse 2. Unbeliever number 1. How can that be? Samuel, and behold, this will I give unto you for a sign at the time of his coming. For behold, there shall be great lights in heaven, insomuch that in the night before he cometh there shall be no darkness, insomuch that it shall appear unto man as if it was day. Helaman chapter 14, verse 3. Unbeliever number 2. I can't believe it. This man is crazy. Samuel, and behold, there shall a new star arise, such an one as ye never have beheld, and this also shall be a sign unto you. Helaman chapter 14, verse 5. Song. Samuel tells of the baby Jesus, verse 2, page 36. Shepherd number 1. It's such a calm and peaceful night. Shepherd number 2. Yes. The stars sure are bright and clear in the sky. I don't think I've ever seen them shining so brightly. Shepherd number 3. That one over there is the brightest by far. It seems to shine right over Bethlehem. Song, Stars Were Gleaming, page 37. Nephite number 5. If we can see the star, I'm sure that others can see it too. Nephite number 6. Surely they must know that the star is a sign of the coming of the Son of God. Nephite number 7. I'm sure the Lord has found a way to tell them, just as he sent Samuel the prophet to tell us. Song, Softly Play, Far, Far Away on Judea's Plains, Hymns number 212. In the background, a shepherd shows signs of fear while looking at the angel. Angel, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Members of the angelic choir enter and sing the first verse of Joy to the World, hymns number 201. Nephite number 6. Seeing this star is wonderful, but it is also difficult to understand. Nephite number 2. What don't you understand? Nephite number 6. Well, why did the Son of God have to come to earth? Nephite number 4. Samuel said that Christ would come to save all those who have faith in him and keep his commandments. God loves us, so he sent his Son to show us the way back to heaven. Song, He Sent His Son, pages 34 and 35. Nephite number 3. I remember that wicked people did not want to listen to Samuel. They were mad because he spoke the truth. Nephite number 1. They tried to kill him just for prophesying of the birth of the Son of God. Nephite number 5. If people here tried to kill Samuel just for prophesying, I wonder if wicked people will also try to kill the Son of God and his country. Nephite number 1. Don't be afraid. The Son of God will be safe. I know it. Tonight is a night of peace and joy, not fear. Nephite number 7. Yes, and he has a mother, remember? She will watch over him. Nephite number 5. I wonder what she's like. Song, Mary's Lullaby, pages 44 and 45. Nephite number 6. Do you think we'll ever get to see the Son of God? Nephite number 4. Well, if he's the Son of God, he can do anything. The Savior could even come and visit us. Nephite number 2. He will come. I feel the Spirit testify to me that he will come. I only wonder when. Narrator number 1. We share these same feelings today. We wonder when the Savior will return in our time. Song, When He Comes Again, pages 82 and 83. Narrator number 1. In spite of the great ocean separating these two continents, people in Judea and America recognize the promised signs of the Savior's birth. Narrator number 2. We can feel peace as we read about Christ's birth in the Bible and Book of Mormon. Narrator number 1. Sometimes we can even feel it when we look up at the stars and think of the joy that was experienced by so many when they saw the star 2,000 years ago. Narrator number 2. Just as the Nephite and Judean children of old were joined together in love for one night, perhaps we can feel peace and love right now as we join in singing Silent Night together. Song, Silent Night, Hymns number 204. Sidebar. Back to the basics, costume and prop ideas. It's time to put on another year's Christmas program. And once again, there are shepherds to dress and stables to create. Here are some helpful hints. Bathrobes, large towels, and sheets make great costumes. They are easy to get in and out of, come in a variety of colors, and can still be used after the program ends. Make sure costumes aren't too long so no one trips. Remember to keep costumes simple. More than 2 layers will be too bulky to manage easily. If you don't have any wood for a shepherd's staff, try using cardboard from a roll of wrapping paper or a length of plastic PVC pipe wrapped in brown tape. For large scenery backdrops, ask a home improvement furniture or appliance store for old cardboard refrigerator boxes. These are free and large enough to create scenery that is visually appealing. They can be painted using acrylic paints, but remember to focus on shapes and ideas, not small details. Many tissue boxes come elaborately decorated for the holiday season. Try using 3 different sizes of decorated tissue boxes for the wise men's gifts. If they are empty, fill them with something so they are handled more realistically. You could even fill them with treats to hand out after the Christmas program ends. You could open up the refrigerator box and paint on the inside so that there is no printing. End of sidebar. End of Christmas program, Christmas in the Americas.